Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Welcome back in hour number three of Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Ryan Porth taking you through this Wednesday morning here in Nashville, Tennessee. Switching gears and talking some college football playoffs, some big matchups coming up this weekend. And to help us talk more about that, we go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and bring in Mike Golic Jr. from ESPN. Mike, what's going on? Happy holidays to you and your family. Thanks for taking time to join us.
Appreciate it. Happy holidays to you guys, too. How's everything going?
Going really well. Hope you are as well. And, Mike, looking ahead at this weekend at the college football playoff, we'll start with the Alabama and Notre Dame matchup. And obviously Alabama, a pretty heavy favorite in this game. The line right now at 19.5 for Bama. What kind of chance do you give Notre Dame in this game to slow down Alabama and potentially win?
It's a slim one, but it's real and it exists. I think the through line for Notre Dame in games like this, where they're coming in and they're overmatched. Talent-wise, Alabama is the better team. It's the better roster. They've played better football over the course of this year. But I've always said this, Notre Dame is now at a point where, especially through the continuity they've built up from recruiting, they're talented enough to always be within striking distance. And so what's that mean? It means going into this game, they need to be able to capitalize on opportunities early that they missed out on in the ACC title game against a similarly talented Clemson team that came out there. Remember, Notre Dame at the beginning of that game turned Trevor Lawrence over once in the beginning of that, had a drive that got them down in the red zone. And what happened? Settled for a field goal, missed a field goal, missed your layups early against these teams, and you're going to end up getting railroaded. So for Notre Dame against Alabama, it's similar. They're good enough to be able to create a couple of opportunities early in this game, but going back to my game against Alabama in 12, going back to the Fiesta Bowl in 2015 against Ohio State, when they miss those opportunities, that's when things have a chance to snowball because the team on the other side is better on paper.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And they did. They had some great opportunities early. You got to take advantage. So, Mike, a guy who I'm sure has been working long hours looking at this defense and listening to Clark Lee talk about, or looking at this Alabama offense and listening to him talk about them, it's just where do you find any sort of opportunity there? But I saw some reaction from you when Clark was hired by Vanderbilt. Just wondering, what do you think of that hire, and what do you think Clark Lee can do for Vanderbilt?
From a Notre Dame fan perspective, which I'll never be able to shirk my entire life, I am devastated. The job that Clark has done since Mike Elko left to go to Texas A&M with Jimbo has been exemplary. And I think the things that you hear now on a serious note of what I think Vanderbilt's getting, first off, I don't think you can underestimate this in college football. Vanderbilt is a place that clearly matters to Clark Lee and his family. From everything you hear, him and his wife still really involved in that Nashville area around the school. And so I think getting a job where it's someone's alma mater and it matters to them in that way is always a huge step. But with Clark, it's everything else. So much of what we focus on is the X's and O's. And Clark has given Notre Dame a schematic advantage. They've recruited players that fit the type of system that they run, but what Clark still brings, the exotic, the willingness on third down to take chances, having a secondary that he has built to be, I think, one of the more athletic, creative units that we've seen in Notre Dame in quite some time, all deserves recognition. But with a head coach, I think the ability to actually lead, to relate to players, and to be able to have those relationships is probably just as important and glossed over when we talk about people that are highly successful like a Sean McVay. And so I think talking to my dad who did a Notre Dame game earlier this year against Georgia Tech and got a chance to visit with Clark, he came away saying that's one of the most impressive coordinator meetings he's ever had, the way that he goes about teaching players, the way the players have clearly responded. You saw this Notre Dame locker room thrilled for Clark Lee because of the way that he's decided to connect with them. And so I think all of those intangibles make this a really exciting hire for Vanderbilt. Now it's just, will the Vanderbilt program give the support that's necessary in college football in 2020 to allow a coach like this to succeed?
Mike Golic Jr. from ESPN on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. And Mike, Alabama just continues to roll. They're like a machine in college football. Another great recruiting class. Nick Saban's got his team back in the playoff with an opportunity to win his seventh national championship And it feels like every time he gets into the playoff, we start to have this conversation. He's 69 years old, obviously regarded by many as the greatest college football coach of all time. As you look at Nick Saban and this Alabama football program, how much longer do you think he'll be able to do this? How much longer do you think he wants to do this and continue to coach at this level?
Yeah, I think he'll be able to do this as long as he good and damn well pleases, because the Alabama model has been, I think, insulated to pretty much everything. What we've seen, and I think is interesting, is because Clemson's become kind of the foil program for them, right? The other side, the other power in the last 5 or 6 years especially. And what we look and see is Clemson's been the poster for continuity. Their coordinators have stayed through this entire time. Every year we're like, why does Brent Venables not have a job somewhere else? And every year he stays in Clemson, whereas Alabama, the turnover's constant. The bodies they've brought through there, the way they've won football games, has so constantly changed that I don't think there's any amount of the sport changing around Nick Saban that he can't weather. It's just how long he wants to do it. And unfortunately for anyone who wants to think the Alabama dynasty might fall, coaches tend to want to do this a really long time. They are wired differently than the rest of us, and they don't know how to give this up. But I think just seeing the way that Nick Saban's program has changed throughout the years, from the kind of teams that I faced in 12, from the kind of teams that we saw in 2008, 2009, to now one that is led by a passing attack where the defense has been coming along through the course of the year. Like, what Nick Saban team have we ever been able to say that about? But the way that they have shifted, not only the way they play, but the way they recruit to play that style is insane. And it's, I think, can be the clearest sign of longevity as long as he wants to do this.
So, Mike, the talk on the other side here has been tremendous, but what's your confidence level that we're going to get a great game between Clemson and Ohio State?
I think it's 50-50, and I think it's less. Ohio State's they're one of the few teams that walks into the fight against Clemson and Alabama with the same requisite level of talent, but it's just going to be the physical effect of what they've been through this season. For me, that's the question. Clemson had to weather this storm earlier in the year when they had, obviously, Trevor Lawrence lost to the COVID-19 protocol and a few other players throughout this. But since then, they've been building towards being more whole, whereas the last time we saw Ohio State, they were down, 21 players because of everything that's gone on through the course of this year. Justin Fields openly copped to maybe having a sprained thumb after a game where he looked as bad as we've ever seen him in a college uniform. And so I just think what we've seen over and over again this year is these things take a toll. We've heard so many coaches, programs, and players talk about being exhausted. You see it. These coaches wear it publicly, and that's not normal for them, how exhausted they are coming off of this season. So I just wonder if can Ohio State, given the timing now of when they've dealt with things and how, seesawed their season was between, all right, well, now we're canceled, and now we're back, and now we're sitting, and now we're playing, can they go out there and do this against a team who right now is playing its absolute best football of the season in Clemson?
Mike Golic Jr. from ESPN on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. And Mike, a lot's been made of Dabo Swinney and him putting Ohio State at number 11 on his coaches poll, and how that's going to be some just motivational force for Ohio State heading into this game. Do you think that has any impact on this game whatsoever and the motivation level for the Buckeyes?
I don't think so. I mean, I think it will get talked about. That stuff gets noticed and talked about in locker rooms, right? Like, I'm sure they're chirping Dabo and stretching lines right now at Ohio State. There's something on a bulletin board somewhere, because people can't help it. In sports, everything's considered a slight in all this. Do I think it's going to be a difference maker when it comes to energy? No, but if Ohio State gets an early score, do I think that team's going to get chirped something a little different because of that? Yeah, it might come up in that regard. So we kind of overrate and underrate how effective and how hurt this stuff is. But this is, I mean, also not anything new, I think. These two teams have a lot of familiarity. And so I think a lot more of it will go back to that is these teams, especially on this big stage, on a playoff stage, it might not be a rivalry, but they've got history, and that history matters to these guys.
All right, Mike, I want to take it local and away from far, far away from the playoff bracket. Tennessee football right now, sort of a limbo situation, investigation going on, very little momentum, players in the transfer portal. What's your view of Jeremy Pruitt and this program right at this moment?
Yeah, it seems a little lost right now, right? And I think this season going into it, I think trying to find hope in 2020 was always going to be a fool's errand for programs, but especially one that was in the place that Tennessee was here. So I'm honestly not quite sure what Tennessee does now, right? Like, you went all in on the Saban disciple idea, but you still haven't been able to find a quarterback. That offensive line that looked really good to start the season wasn't enough to kind of lead all of this. And so Tennessee, I think, is finding itself in that spot that if Michigan's not careful, it's going to be in as well, which is what you see when you look in the mirror and what everyone else sees when they look in the mirror are two very different things. And when perception internally stops matching up with reality externally, you start to have these sort of existential crises inside programs where they start operating like they're still one of the top-tier programs in the Blue Bloods, rather than we're just funded like one at this point. And that might be what Tennessee's dealing with here, is trying to figure out, all right, what exactly are we capable of in 2020 in the modern college football landscape, and is grading ourselves on the curve of Alabama and these other top SEC programs really going to be the way to do it?
Mike Golic Jr. from ESPN has been our guest here on Robbie and Rex Road. Mike, really appreciate you taking time to join us. Hope you and your family have a happy new year.
Thanks, guys. You too.
Absolutely. Right. Joe, some interesting stuff there. Like, what did you make of all the Dabo stuff, him voting Ohio State at number 11 on the coaches poll? Do you think that has any impact whatsoever in this game?
Yeah, I mean, I think Mike put it well there. I mean, look, people will use it. Maybe there's a couple guys on Ohio State who really, really study film now because they're so mad at Dabo, you know. But I mean, they're in the college football playoff. Obviously, coaches use this stuff. There must be value in it both ways. You're trying to avoid it, and you're trying to, you throw everything in front of your team. It's very interesting that Dabo did that, because obviously he knew that that would come out, right?
Yeah.
But I think Dabo's – see, what I need is, like, the alternative reality of, like, Dabo's team is the one that played six games and they're undefeated. And, you know, then, you know, oh, no, well, hey, I mean, we're undefeated. What are you talking about? I mean, it's just hilarious how these coaches, whatever their situation is, that's got to be the right – that's the good – like Jimbo Fisher. I mean, one loss in the SEC, no one's ever missed the playoffs. I mean, whatever your situation is, you know, that's the situation that deserves the respect, and, the other situation doesn't. But Dabo's – I mean, come on. Dabo is he's a talker, man. He's a talker. And so I actually appreciate that he did that, and it makes for a spicy lead-up to the game. I just hope it's a good game. I'm not sure it will be.
And he is a talker. There's no doubt about that. Brian Kelly, been known to be a talker at times as well. He had some interesting comments about his football program heading into this matchup against Alabama. We'll react to those on the other side. But first, I got a word from FanDuel, and I got to tell you, we've been talking about the college football playoff. You can bet on college football on New Year's Day with exclusive 25-1 odds boost for the FanDuel Sportsbook. You heard that right. FanDuel Sportsbook is giving new users an exclusive 25-1 odds boost on the two biggest college football games of the year. That means you can pick either Alabama or Notre Dame or Clemson or Ohio State to win. Bet just $5 for a chance to win $125. I really like Alabama in this matchup against Notre Dame. I tend to think the Clemson-Ohio State game would be a little bit closer than some people, maybe even Joe Rexroad, expect it'll be. So make sure you get in on that action coming up on Friday. And there's a reason why FanDuel is America's number one sportsbook. Their app is simple to use. They've got great odds on all different betting markets, unique and fun bet types like the same game parlay, and exclusive always-on promotions such as enhanced odds boost in the biggest events and bet insurance to let you get more action out of every game day. And unlike the other guys, once you win, FanDuel gets you your cash in as little as 24 hours because that's the right thing to do. So right now, what you need to do, go download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and use my promo code ROB, that's R-O-B, to take advantage of your exclusive 25-1 college football odds boost. Remember, that's FanDuel Sportsbook, promo code ROB. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. New users only. Must wager on designated boost market. Deposit required. Max bonus $125. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. And for problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step 1. Go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step 2. Collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step 3. Play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games. All for free?
Step 4. Unleash your excitement.
Woohoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.